This is Something Wild. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
Bobcats have been all over the news lately.
It's kind of amazing to think that 30 years ago, wildlife biologists estimated there were only 150 bobcats in the state.
Well, that's not the case anymore. Now their numbers are estimated to be around 1,400.
Why do you suppose that is?
Well, there's a number of factors.
There always are.
Of course. One is simply that New Hampshire Fish and Game had banned trapping and shooting them.
That was back in the 80s, right?
Yeah, for 200 years it was open season on bobcats. But hunting and trapping has been closed entirely since 1989.
They had bounties on their furry heads.
Yeah, and that went on until 1973. There were bounties on bobcats, also wolves.
Predator species, huh?
Yeah, there was a fear that bobcats would take too much wild game and domestic livestock.
Okay, so we stopped hunting them. What else has been a factor in their population recovery?
Well, it seems like there's also been a change in what they eat that's related to habitat changes.
How did that happen?
Well, in the 1950s and 60s, they ate more cottontail rabbits and grouse and deer fawns that were found in abandoned farmland.
But we don't have as much of that anymore.
No. Maturing forests provide now more small mammals and birds, including a growing number of wild turkeys.
I can just imagine a bobcat creeping through the woods, sneaking up.
Actually, they don't really creep through the woods. They mostly creep in one place.
You mean they're still hunters?
Yeah, a bobcat will figure out where the trail is located and station itself like an anglerfish. A squirrel walks up, never sees the bobcat, and...
Very stealthy. I've heard from some people who see them under their bird feeders.
Sure, a younger or a less experienced bobcat will figure out that's a really good winter food source.
Easy snacking. Well, I guess that explains why their numbers are up, but there haven't been many sightings, because they just aren't that easy to see.
No, typically they see you first, but you might catch a glimpse of their tawny brown coat in summer or their gray pelage this time of year.
Okay, so how do researchers know how many there are? I mean, if they're so hard to find...
Well, wrangling wild cats is about as easy as organizing the House of Representatives. But researchers have their ways. At UNH, they worked with local trapping experts to capture bobcats, and they fitted them with radio telemetry collars.
That allowed the researchers to track bobcat movements, their home ranges, as well as the barriers, things like highways.
Yeah, the collars have a GPS transmitter and a data logger on board. Researchers retrieved the collar and analyzed the data collected.
They can use that data to estimate where they are and how many.
Right, a bobcat requires about 15 square miles, and there's about 1,000 square miles of really good potential bobcat habitat. So researchers do the math.
And they come up with about 1,400. That's pretty cool. So are they evenly distributed around the state?
Well, they've been seen at a car dealership in Stratham and an island in the Merrimack River in Manchester, but their stronghold is in the Monadnock region and the Lakes region and along the Connecticut River.
A lot of folks seem to confuse them with Canada lynx, but the only place you find Canada lynx is in the northern part of the state.
Yeah, as you go farther north, bobcats gradually give way to lynx.
If you were to put them side by side, it would be easy to tell the difference.
Yeah, lynx have longer legs and bigger paws.
Better suited to the deep snow.
Well, if there's an animal you'd like to know more about, ask us. Email somethingwild@nhpr.org.
And don't forget to subscribe to the show in iTunes. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Cat boy, cat girl, cat beats, cat song. Cat boy, cat girl, cat beats, cat song. Cat boy, cat girl, cat beats.
Yeah, the bobcat will figure out.
Yeah.
I'm going to feed you.
Yeah, feed me.
I'm going to feed you. Seymour.